Welcome to our SquawkCast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our
SquawkCast.
Hey, today is July 20th, and this is episode number 50. Yay for us.
Yep.
You know, some friends of ours do a podcast, The Strategists, and they are like up to 350.
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine when we'll be there.
I know, we got to get cracking.
I don't know if any people want to hear that much from us.
Hey, so today, what are we drinking, Jill?
We're having some Night Owl today.
Ooh, a dark roast.
Yes.
And you can either get it in whole bean or freshly ground, and it is always freshly roasted.
I know, I love delivery day. The school smells so good. I like it when we store it under my desk.
There you go, and only $14.95 a bag.
Yeah.
It is a fundraiser for the school, so $5 from every bag that you purchase goes directly to the school to support our cooking classes.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I like supporting our cooking classes because my mooching is much more pleasant.
So today we're going to have some bird brain, we're going to talk about some nest news, then we are going to take you under our wing, and last but not least, we're going to have what's hatching.
Yep.
A little bit of a change, a little bit of a mix-up or mash-up of the different kinds of segments that we usually do, but change is good.
Yeah, and it's a laid-back summer kind of thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Mix it up.
Okay, so to jump into bird brain. So today we received a very interesting phone call from someone who had previously checked out the school as a teacher. And they are doing some summer classes. They're doing a debate about education. So they've decided to do a debate around homeschooling because she noticed that some of her fellow teachers have a really bad attitude towards homeschoolers. Surprise, surprise. She was most shocked to learn about all of the different kinds of reports that Deanie Van Pelt had put out. Do you remember those great reports? You and I went to her initial luncheon.
And then she's come up with some new ones as well, some more recent ones.
So there was one that came out a couple years ago that was 15 years after was the name of the report. And it was Home Educated Adults and How They Fare in Society.
Yep.
And then recently she came out with one from the Fraser Institute.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Very busy stuff. But it's always good for us.
It is always good for us.
I love reading this stuff. It's like, oh, goody.
But it was interesting because in the course of the conversation, it became exceptionally clear that most of the teachers that this wonderful woman was dealing with have no idea how the education system actually works in our province.
You know, again, like most people's jobs, you tend to only know kind of what you need to know.
Right.
And they need to know more, you know, it would make it, you know, more poignant. Is that the word?
Yes. Yes. Well, and they might be able to see the bigger picture and have a broader understanding of how the entire system works together. So, for example, every few years, we end up with our PISA results. And they're a test that is taken by students across all kinds of countries, and it compares the results. But what people don't understand is we were at one point, I don't know, number two or number five in the world, and our standings have slipped a little bit. But what's interesting is if you knew in the top 10 or 15 countries, slipping a little bit is like a minuscule percentage point. And that suddenly puts you in like sixth place versus second place.
Yeah.
Because the results are all very close together. So, you know, sometimes you do need to see the broader picture to be able to understand. In this particular case, I asked her what were some of the cons against homeschooling. One of them was about money. And I'm like, I don't get it. Homeschooling saves our provincial government billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? And she goes, well, but it takes away from the education dollars.
How often do we hear this? And it is so funny. It's right up there with socialization.
Well, that was one of the other points, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
She asked about the tax dollars that are collected on people's property taxes. And what do you get to indicate there? You get to indicate public or separate. And 100% of those dollars go directly towards public and separate education.
Yeah.
So if you are registered as a home education student in a public system, then yes, you get funded with those public dollars. But if you are registered, for example, at Phoenix as a home education student, your whopping $1,600 half of which stays with Phoenix and half of which goes to you as the parent, actually comes out of general taxation funds, not education dollars.
So we're not taking it away from anybody.
No, we're not. And we actually free up, like I said, millions and millions of dollars to support the public system.
Mm-hmm. And our parents are still putting in to the other education fund.
That's so true. So then you said about socialization, because I asked her, okay, so easy peasy, that one's easy to beat. What's the next one? And she said, oh, socialization. Mm-hmm. And I laughed and I said, well, honey, that's exactly why we all homeschool, is because we want our children to be socialized.
Yeah. Yes.
Because how is it natural to have 30 some odd kids all the exact same age in one spot, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Okay, maybe not 8 hours. But anyways, all in one place.
With one supervising adult.
Right. How is that natural and how is that socialization?
Yep.
It's not. Socialization means that kids are able to interact with people of a variety of age ranges, social settings and context, and different cultures.
Yeah, I think it helps for their worldview. I mean, really, the kids who come here, for instance, see everyone and everything walk through our doors and just accept it.
Absolutely. So to me, that's really socialization, as opposed to the artificial kind of rat thing.
Yeah.
Because when you put it, you know, you put 30 bodies in one cage, and then you experiment on them and see what happens.
Lord of the Flies.
So anyway, so there was a bunch of just different questions that she had, and I invited them to invite us to come for coffee.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll take us up on that.
Oh, good.
Hey, let's move on to some Nest news.
Okay.
What's been happening around Phoenix?
Nothing, because we were closed last week. It was so quiet.
I know. Did you do relax on your break?
I did. I read, I doodled, I watched mindless TV that made me chuckle.
Yay! We did a bunch of things with regards to all the wonderful fresh fruit that's available right now. So I made a little jam, some peach jam and some blueberry jam, and my daughter, the bread master, actually made us some wonderful sourdough.
I know. You guys were very, very busy.
But it's the season. So if you want to capture those delightful, yummy things out of your garden or from the farmer's market, now is the time.
It is.
Hey, speaking of gardens.
Yes, Miss Claire came bustling through earlier this morning going, oh my goodness, our garden has exploded with produce. So she's going to go out and harvest some. We'll send some home with our staff. And next week we'll have some kids around. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, it should be great. Mm-hmm. So I think we have squash and zucchini. And I think she said something about Swiss chard. And
She said lots and lots of chard.
Yeah, so. Too bad we don't have any fresh fruits because then we would be able to use it on Wednesday.
Yeah, those little strawberries, at least the ones before we left, were very tiny. I think it would take like a million of them. And I think when you and I really hunted, we found four.
Yeah. Hey, let's take our folks under our wing.
Okie dokie.
Recently published a post to our website that was called The ABCs of Homeschooling. And honestly, it's based on Liam Black's book, The A to Z of Social Enterprise. Mm-hmm. But I thought it could be easily adapted to the ABCs of Homeschooling. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
Well, are you ready?
That's what you did. I read it later. It was great.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
You're welcome.
So A is for?
Anxiety.
And, you know, I think a lot of brand new homeschooling families, they walk in the door and they are full of anxiety.
You know, even some of the older homeschooling families, when they come to a new stage, like junior high or high school or a blip in the radar, it can create a lot of anxiety.
Right. Sometimes it goes two ways. One is, first of all, that parents feel they might actually harm their child.
My theory is always I'm going to be blamed later in therapy, so I may as well actually be the one to blame.
There you go. So that's one side of it. And then the other side of it is quite often people worry that their kids are going to miss out on experiences.
Yes.
And do you remember the one lady that we were talking to, and she was so worried that her daughter was going to miss out on being able to stand in line.
I know.
Because that is just an educational experience.
That's one of our favorites. How will they learn to stand in line?
Hey, B is for?
Basics.
Right. And in this case, we encourage all homeschoolers to know their rights and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. It is the Home Education Regulation that governs homeschooling in the province of Alberta. And but that's for home ed plans.
That is. And you can find that on the Alberta Education site. So you know what you're doing if you're doing a home education program.
Right. But if you are doing a school-directed program, then you are governed by the School Act. Mm-hmm. And all of the things that are in there apply. Mm-hmm. Hey, one of the things I did forget to mention was the lady asked about all those underground unschoolers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not them.
Right. And I said, well, first of all, if you're unschooling, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're underground and you're not registered. I think you're confusing pedagogy and methodology with the fact that people are truant.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, if you read the School Act, it very clearly says that all students that are 5 years of age and 6 months old on September 1st must go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And school is defined as a structured learning environment provided by public, separate, francophone, charter, private, or homeschool. Also, the minister can, but usually then you're locked up in the clink.
I would like to point out, I am always in awe. You know, she rattled that right off word for word without even looking at anything.
But that is an important thing. So unschoolers aren't necessarily unregistered.
They may be registered as home education.
Right. And for a lot of people, the term unschooling is rather negative. Mm-hmm. So lots of people use the term
child-directed, delight-driven. I always liked eclectic.
Right. So, honestly, there is nothing wrong with being an unschooler.
No.
Jill and I have done that at various times.
Yep.
But the point is, you do need to be registered.
You do need to be registered. And you still need to be cognizant. You still need to, even if you choose to be an unschooler, you do still have to take care of your reporting with your teacher, your facilitator, your learning coach.
Right. So C is for
children.
Yay! And homeschooling, well, technically is for the children. It's actually about family.
It is. And you know, it creates such a nice strong bond within your family, and you kind of get a little scared when you take it on, like, oh yes. My gosh, what am I going to do all day long, every day? And then, you know, everybody settles into it.
Right.
It's all good.
And suddenly you blink and they are all grown up.
And have moved to another city.
There you go. Okay, D is for?
Is for don't believe the stereotype.
Yeah, there are some nasty stereotypes out there about homeschoolers.
Yes.
And I expected to hear it in this phone call that we had this morning.
Yes.
I was expecting to hear, well, I once knew a homeschooling family.
That fill in any weird and bizarre blank.
I always counter that one with, well, I knew a public school family.
Mm-hmm. And you can, because we hear about them too. But sadly, when a situation happens in really terrible things like on the news, they never started off with a public school student.
Yes, exactly.
And the thing is we all know lots and lots of homeschooling families. They're just so normal, it never dawned on you to ask.
Exactly. So don't believe all of the stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
There are as many homeschooling families as there are families, and they're all unique, and some of them are strange, and some of them are wonderful, and some others are strangely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But E is for
evidence.
And this is what Jill was talking about. Even if you were doing unschooling, you still have obligations and you still need to keep track of what's going on and have evidence for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the questions that that lovely lady that called this morning with the education project from the university was talking about, was how is it then that the public can be assured that homeschoolers are learning?
I don't know. We all have a fair amount of paperwork we need to turn in. We have our meetings with our certificated teachers. If you are in a home education program, you have a minimum of 2 meetings a year. But we find we see a lot more of our families.
Absolutely. And parents know. You also have an obligation, if you are a home education family, to keep a dated portfolio of work samples that the teacher can review at any point in time.
How did we keep our dated It was like an archaeological dig.
Rubbermaid bucket. Here
you
we go.
Betcha. Things just got dumped in there.
Absolutely. But you could keep a journal that mm-hmm. documents what kinds of activities and resources. And particularly if you're an unschooler, you might want to do that because you might not be producing reams and reams of paper-related things, yeah. But rather tons of wonderful experiential kind of learning.
There's some wonderful blogs out there from families who track it that way. And they have photojournalist blogs of what they're doing in their travels. And, you know, some of them are very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't be mistaken. I mean, homeschooling is hard work. And if you're doing it right, it is hard work.
Yeah.
And this is a piece of your obligation. So make mm-hmm. sure that you have evidence for your child's learning.
Yeah. And on those days that you start feeling like, oh my gosh, we're not doing anything, you can go back in your Rubbermaid bin and go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. And that takes care of A for anxiety.
Yeah. It's a bit of a loop there,
it
right?
Is.
And so doing the things you need to do can help alleviate your stress. Mm-hmm. It can also decrease the worry that other people have about mm-hmm. your homeschooling journey. Mm-hmm. So do keep evidence.
Yep.
All right, the week after, we are going to talk about F through K, and maybe one or two more. It depends on how it goes. So F is for failure, G is for goals, H is for home, I is for innovation, J is for jump, and K is for know thyself.
Mm.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that next week.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we hope to see all of you at What's Hatching.
That's it. July 22nd, Wednesday at noon, we're having... A little contest.
Oh, yeah. A little pie-eating contest. And we were just sitting here strategizing about the most devious, messy way that we could create a pie-eating contest.
Oh, yeah. I think we've come up with some nice ideas.
And several of our students here that are in today fantasizing about the way in which they could get their parents to participate.
Yeah, they're kind of devious, I gotta say. That was kind of, you know, a little scary. I don't know.
So that is July 22nd at noon. It is a free event, and everybody is welcome. So we'll see you on Wednesday at noon.
You betcha. I'll be there.
Hey, Jill.
Yes. Oh, no.
And you know why she's doing that is because we've come to the end of our podcast.
And I'm never prepared.
And Jill's segment, even though it's on our show note page. So Jill, this is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
And we are wishing you
a fruity week.
All right, you tutti frutties. Have a good one.
Bye.